the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge, he is the object of knowledge, and he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart.
So, he passes you one minute?
Yes.
Jyotishamapi tad jyoti tamasa paramuchyat jnanam yeyam jnana gamyam iti sarvasya vistitam. Jyoti means light. There are different types of light. There is lamp, there is candle, there is electric bulb. The power also, there are different powers. 100 power, 50 power, 25. There are different grades of jyoti. But there is supreme jyoti, just like this moon, this night is full moon. This moon has got its illumination. But where from this illumination comes? It comes from the sunshine. The sunshine is reflected on the moon, and the moon has become illuminating source. Just like in a mirror, when there is reflection of the sunshine, the mirror can also reflect another dark face. Not independent. Everyone, in childhood, everyone has played with a mirror. Just put a mirror in front of the sun sign, and the reflection is there, and you can pass on the reflection in the darkest place, and it will be. Have you got experience? Similarly, whether the mirror has got reflection, neither the dark place can be illuminated by the mirror. But when the sun sign is there on the mirror acts as illuminating agent and it dissipates the darkness of a corner. The sun sign is the source of our light. In the material world, we have got experience with sunshine, jyoti, prakash. But where from the sunshine comes? Sunshine is also a reflection of another jyoti or illumination. That illumination is called Brahma jyoti. And where from that Brahma jyoti emanates? That emanates from Krishna. Just like the sunshine is emanation from the sun glow, and the sun glow is highly illuminated on account of the persons within the sun glow. There was some bodily rays. That rays is emanating from that body. Therefore the whole sun planet looks like fiery planet. And from there the illumination comes and it is reflecting on the moon. And the moon is illuminating the whole dark night. This is called Purnima. The one is borrowing the illumination from the other, but there is the supreme source of illumination. That is Krishna. That is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Dasaproha Prabhupato Jagananna Koti. Dasaproha. His bodily reigns of Krishna. Being illuminated, in that illumination, which is called Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. The Vaikuntha planets are self-illuminating. Therefore, in the spiritual world, there is no dust. Tamasa para, that which is said here, that tad jyoti tamasa param uchyate. The spiritual world is beyond this material world. This material world is called tama. Tama means that, just like this night. It is darkness. Why is it darkness? By nature it is dark. Simply by the sunshine, moonshine, electricity, we keep it bright for some time. Otherwise, by nature it is dark. Similarly, there is another word. Parastasmatu bhava anya. Another cosmic manifestation, spiritual cosmic manifestation, where there is no need of sunshine. Napatra bhathayati surya. There is no need of sunshine, there is no need of moonshine, as here in this darkness, material world, there is arrangement by God to illuminate the darkness of this world. There is sun, there is moon, there is electricity, there is fire. But in the spiritual world, which is tamasa para, which is beyond this darkness of this material world, there is jyoti. Therefore here it is said, jyotisham apim tad jyoti param. There are different kinds of illumination. Sunshine, moonshine, electricity, fire. But that jyoti, which is directly emanating from Krishna's body, that is the real jyoti. So, on account of Krishna's body rays, the whole creation is coming out. That is Krishna's inconceivable power, Brahma jyoti. Janmādhasya jataha, athāta brahma vijñāsa, in the Vedānta Sutra, we have to inquire about that param jyoti, Brahma jyoti. And from that param jyoti, everything is coming out, just like from the sunshine. What is this material world? This material world is resting on the sunshine. Because the sunshine is there, therefore all the planets are rotating. There is a small machine, and as soon as it is heated, within that machine, the balls begin to rotate. Similarly, a certain temperature of the sunshine, the whole planetary system is rotating on the orbit. On account of the sunshine. This is scientific energy. And because there is sunshine, there is vegetation, there is water, there is rainfall, and from the rainfall, there is agricultural products. That sunshine is the cause of all material value-relatedness. Similarly, this sunshine is also due to the Brahma-jyoti. samsari. The sexual nature of Sahara. This comes is described in the Brahma Samhita. And the eyes for all the planets. The Chakshu Desa, Desa Sakalam Kaharam Chakshu. The sun is the actual eyes for all the planets. Because unless there is sunshine, he cannot see. We have very much proud of our eyes. Sometimes we can you show me God? But he does not think that what power his eyes have got. It is completely dependent on the sunshine. If there is no sunshine, his so-called eyes are useless. He still with that useless eyes, he wants to see God. You see, can you show me God? I am not seeing God. That God cannot be seen. Therefore I don't believe in God. But he does not see that what power he has got to see. It is only dependent on sunshine. Not only this planet, all the planets. Unless there is sunshine, because it is darkness. This material world is simply darkness. Tamasi Ma. Jyotirgama. The basic instruction is don't keep yourself in this darkness of material world. Come out to the spiritual world. Jyotirgama. The people do not think of their imperfectness of the senses. How the senses working dependent on the laws of material nature. He thinks one is very proud of his senses, especially of the eyes. Everything dependent on his eyes, although his eyes are completely useless without being helped by the light of the sun. So actually, these eyes are useless. The eyes of the eyes is the sun. Every planetary system, there are many millions and trillions of living entities. They can see only when there is sunrise. The Sadayati mantra is therefore offering prayer to the Savita. Om Bhurbhuvah Svah Tat Savitu Varannam Varda Devasya Jeevan. Sunshine. So sunshine is, but there are many suns, not only one sun. And there are many universes. Vishaprabha Prabhupatu Jagadanda Koti. Koti means innumerable. Numberless universes. And in each and every universe, there is sunshine. So this sunshine is the present of the Brahma Jyoti. This is the Prabhava, Prabhupada. When the bodily rays, sign rays of Krishna is there, then all these universes are generated. The universes are also generated. In another place, the sake of this Krishna Karama Kavalamba, Jivanti Loma Vilaja, Jagadandanatha. Jagadandanatha, Jagadandanath means, Jagadandam is universe. Each universe has a principal living being, that is not Brahma. So there are many innumerable Brahmas, innumerable Shivas, innumerable Sons, innumerable Moons. Then there are innumerable universes, and each and every universe, there are innumerable planets. Vishaprabha Prabhupatu Jagadanda Koti, Koti Shu, Asesha Vasudhadi. Vasudha means this planet. Vibhuti Vinna. Each planet has got different atmosphere. Therefore these people, they cannot understand. What is the atmosphere? They understand. Sometimes it's the same. the atmosphere in the moon planet is 200 degrees below zero. So, there are different of scientists' opinion. But according to Vedic literature, you understand that there are innumerable planets, and one of the planets is the moon planet. Nakhutranal Mahamushashi, Nakhutranal, among the stars and planets, Krishna says, I am the moon. The Jyoti Sanamukhi, Jyoti, Tamasapar. So this Jyoti, this illumination, is beyond this material world. And because there is illumination, that illumination is reflected in the material world. You will find the reflection, bliss reflection in the sky. It means that Brahma Jyoti is bliss, because it is coming out from the blue body of Krishna. Therefore it is bliss. You see the sky, bliss. And in darkness we see, although it is darkness, there is some brightness in the sky. Although the sky is everywhere. But the covering is same times covered by different types of material elements. And then Brahma Jyoti is penetrating through the power and little vibration we can see in the sky. Therefore, they hear to say, Jyotishamapi. Jyotishamapi tad jyoti tamasapara uchyate jnanam jyam jnanagammam iti sarvasa adhisthitam. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Actually, he is knowledge, and he is the object of knowledge, jnanam. And one should try to understand Krishna. Jnanam, jnanam, jnanagammam. And he is in everyone's heart. Ishara paraku tana, riteshi arjuna tishthati. Typically, we have to know the process, how to know it. That is explained already, we have discussed. Amare tamma dhamdi tamma hinsaka antiya adhavam ācāryo pākaram indriya vinigraham bhakti yoga mānsa pārishāni bhakti yogena. These things are already discussed. So, human life is meant for understanding. Abhava Brahmaji, these are all Brahma subjects. They are not material subjects, man. Tattva-vastu. Vadanti tattva vidat tattvam. Just jnana-vastu. So, this basic civilization is meant for Brahma realization. Therefore, we have got so many basic literature. Bhagavad Gita is only a part, ABCD, the first book of spiritual knowledge. Still, people are so degraded that they cannot understand even Bhagavad Gita, ABCD. What they will understand, other things. Their education is so poor, and they are so unfortunate, that in Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna left behind him, Krishna was present 5,000 years ago on this planet, and just to benefit us, he left his instruction, Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna did not require the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. He was already enlightened. But he presented himself as a fool, just to induce the Lord to speak on Bhagavad Gita. And it is noted by Vyasadeva, Vedavyasa, in the Mahabharata, so that people may take advantage of the instruction of the Supreme Personality of God. Everything is there. What is this Brahma Jyoti? What is this material world? What is the spiritual world? What is our object of life? What we should know? But we are, because we are so much influenced by the material world, especially in this age of belief, the age of misunderstanding and fraud, that people are manla sumanla matayo manla bhata vipundhita prayana alpaya yusar kalova sneshkuri jana. At this age, their life is very short. Span of life is very short. And manla, all bad, not good bad, manla, and even they are so-called good men. They have got their own process of knowledge, the speculative process. Godness. The basic principle of speculative process is to avoid Krishna, to avoid God. There are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita to make Krishna me. That is mental speculation. Somebody is saying that in the Bhagavad Gita there is karma only recommended. Somebody says dhyana, somebody says yoga, somebody says bhakti. But actually, Bhagavad Gita is meant for bhaktas. Bhaktosi, sapasi. Bhagavad Gita was instructed to Uddhava for his only qualification. That you are the devotee. Bhaktosuri, Sakasuri. So, the whole Bhagavad Gita is a sense of basic knowledge. And the basic knowledge means to understand Krishna. Be the special by your Hami Yogi wisdom. Be the Hudur Lama, Hudur Lama Asuma, Tobi. Even if you study Vedic literature, without bhakti, without studying the Vedic literature, you cannot understand the absolute truth. Bhakta truth of bhakti paya. Tatsanta dhanasya munayo jnano vayyadu jitpaya. Tatsanta sabda dhanasya munayo. Those who are faithful, such great centric words, Suddha Dhara Samana, Jnana Vairagya Dittaya. Jnana Vairagya Dittaya. There is sufficient knowledge and Vairagya. Because Vairagya, Vairagya knowledge is not to be discussed on the table as a recreation, taking tea and smoking and discussing of Vedanta. This kind of discussion is not help. Jnana Vairagya Dittaya, Vairagya. There must be detachment from material activities. Prasadva dhāna sarmanayu jnana vairagya prasanti nāpani ātmānam bhaktā sūdha prihītaya. Bhakta, the master bhakti. And what kind of bhakti? Transcendent. That's sruta grihitaya. Taking, accepting bhakti, the devotional path, after being completely aware of the spiritual science, bhakta, sruta grihitaya. Sruta, the specific meaning of sruta means, this knowledge has to be received through the ear, through the tongue. Sivanamukhi hi jivhāgo, śrūta grihitaya. It is never explained in the Vedic literature that the science of God can be understood by the eyes. No. It has been mentioned, the tongue and the ear. These are the sources, truth of Gita. One must hear the Vedic literature. The Vedic literature is called therefore Shruti, Shrotriyam, Brahmanushtam. Shrotriyam. Formerly there was no book. The English students used to hear from the spiritual master. Sutra, Shrotriyam. That was perfect. There was no need of literature. That ear is sufficient. Sutra Grihitaya, Tasabda Dhana Samulayu, Jnana Vijayagita. Hearing. One becomes enlightened with knowledge. And the effect of knowledge is Bhullabha. There is a good detachment. Otherwise, the hearing or telling, but there is no Bhullabha. Even we be sannyasi, they cannot. They are in the saffron dress. But the Bhullabha, so far Bhullabha is concerned, if you study their inner history, there is no Bhullabha. They are attached to all kinds of material enjoyment. Simply a soap-opera dress, that is not said. But there must be Vedanta. That Vedanta can be achieved by Bhakta's truth of Vedanta. When you hear, Bhakta means truly devoted, or you becoming devoted. That is the emotional sense. Bhakti means Sevan Mukha, the attitude of rendering service to the Lord. That is Bhakti. Rishi Kena, Rishi Kesa Sevanam, Bhakti Vichyate. Bhakti means when you engage your senses for the service of the master of the senses, Rishi Kesa, that is the Bhakti. Bhakti is not sentiment. That's why these boys, these American European boys, Indian boys, who are working for Krishna consciousness, man, they are simply engaging their senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna. Therefore they are making progress. Rishikina, Rishikisa, Sivanam, Bhakti Vichya. Sivanam ke hiji bhalo, shameva spurattava. When you engage your tongue in the loving service of the Lord, he becomes revealed, he manifests himself. Vishara Sarvabhutana, Vishara, he is already there within your heart. And he too becomes pure. Sarvabhadi vinimuttam tatvara tena nivo. If you become nirvana, if you become purified, how you can become purified? Tatvara tena, just being absorbed in thought of Krishna, tatvara tena nivo. If you simply remain always in fire, then you remain always one. There is no possibility of being caught by the feeling coldness, that is not possible. Very Vijayasamanamaya Guruttaya. Very Vijayasamanamaya Momomaya Guruttaya. Mame Vinapravadanti, Mayame Tantaranti. But the only process for keeping yourself aloof from the touch of Maya is good. In bhakti. That is the conclusion of all shastras. Without taking to the process of bhakti, you cannot get out of the influence of maya. That is the fact. That is the objective of life. Jnanam jnanabrahmam. If we utilize our night for understanding the supreme beyond Gyanabhamma, Punincha, Ananda Dhruvina, bhakti, he to learn that art, how he can become ananda group bhakti, a paradigmatic bhakti. Then he will understand what is Krishna. Bhakti anabhava janati, jama understanding of the thought. Like Tattva, when you prove, if you're able to understand Krishna, and as soon as you understand Krishna, you are likely to be successful. Dharma Padmanda is important to the Anati Tattva. That the same Tattva, in truth, not superficial. If you understand Krishna, then Tattva Devam Punarjanma Raiti. After giving up this body, you will not have to accept another material body. That is, Samsiddhim Paramahatma, that is as per Krishna. If you don't accept anymore the material form of body, there are 8,400,000 species of body, any type of body you accept, it is troublesome, it is miserable. The bodily pains and pleasure are pervasive. Because their body is material skin, and when it is in touch with the influence of this material body, he becomes subject of pain something. But if you don't have this material body, then you untouched by the material qualities, you are completely in spiritual body. So there is no question of pain and pleasure. It is simply peaceful life. Mahamupita tukantiya dukkhalayam sasatam pravnuvanti mahatmana samasiddhim paramalataha. That is the expectation of life. If you come back, if you go back to home, back to God, like Krishna, there you get Satchidananda body. Eternal, peaceful body of knowledge. That is our aim. Jnanagamam, Jnanam. That is Jnanagamam. That's what the bhakti path has to be. Accepting of past super to repair by knowledge in the basic literature, by hearing. Sutta-Krita means that the basic literature is also understood by hearing from the bona fide spiritual master. Satanta-sangha kama-bija-sangha bhavanti-tanda-dhāna unless we hear from realize so, it is not possible. There is simplified regulation, it is useless for sattva. These are Krishna-vayuma oshishrate. After hearing, for many, many years, the vilas from the non-realized soul, simply hearing from this whole of the air and going out from the other hole, that kind of hearing will not help us. That's what Krishna says. Satam Vasangar Mavagija Sangila, Avanti Rishpandara Sayakarma. Satam Vasangar, in the association of devotees, people discuss about the message of Krishna. Then it becomes very, very simple, pleasing to the ear and to the heart. And if we bring them into practical use of life, Tadjosana, Aku, very strong, Abhavagavatmani, on the path of liberation, sadhya, faith, bhakti, devotion, gati, attachment. All of comes, sati, comes one after another. This is the process.
We shall discuss tomorrow.